It's really something how AI is just showing up everywhere in our work now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's moving fast.
But what's really interesting to me lately is this idea of moving beyond just, you know, smart tools. We're hearing about intelligent digital teammates.
Right. And Salesforce's Agentforce for employees, especially now that it's baked right into Slack, is probably one of the best examples of that shift. It feels like a genuine step up.
Exactly. So that's what we're diving into today. We want to really unpack what Agentforce is, you know, how it actually works inside Slack, which so many of us use all day, and maybe most importantly, what it could mean for us trying to, well, get more done and feel less buried.
Mm-hmm.
And just for context, our info today is pulled from a pretty fresh article on Get Generative. It was just updated today, May 21st, 2025.
Yeah, and the big promise highlighted there, the thing that really jumps out, mm-hmm. is how Agentforce aims to, well, amplify our productivity, help us make decisions quicker, and cut down on all that tedious manual stuff.
And crucially, doing it all right there in Slack.
Right where the work is already happening.
Okay, so let's get into it. The article talks about Salesforce's vision of a third wave of AI. What's that all about? How does Agentforce fit in?
Well, Salesforce sees this evolution, right, from like the basic chatbots we first saw to the co-pilots that help with specific tasks, which are becoming more common. This third wave is about more autonomous AI agents.
Autonomous, so doing things on their own.
Sort of, yeah. The big difference with these Agentforce agents in Slack is they're not passive. They're not just waiting for you to ask something. They're designed to be, like, active collaborators in the workstream.
So more than just Q&A, it's involved in the actual workflow. How does that look, practically?
Exactly. They can understand the context of conversations happening in Slack. They can grab relevant files someone mentioned, pull data from connected systems.
Oh, okay.
And it all happens in the same channels, threads, even those Slack canvases people use for projects.
That makes sense. I mean, Slack really is the hub for so many teams. The article really leans into that, saying Slack is the natural home for Agentforce. Why is that specific integration so important?
Well, think about how much context is already in Slack.
Mm.
All the messages, the files flying back and forth, the project updates. By living there, Agentforce gets native access to all that real-time context.
Right. So it's not like you have to copy-paste stuff into a separate AI tool.
Precisely. And importantly, it respects user permissions. An agent can only see what you can see.
Okay, that's crucial.
Plus, it's not just Slack data. It can reach into other tools. You've connect Salesforce, obviously, but also Google Drive, Asana, things like that. It bridges those gaps.
So it's like having this helper that's always on, handling the routine stuff so you can focus on bigger things.
That's a big part of the idea, yeah. The article frames it as Agentforce becoming an active participant in your work within Slack, making the whole platform feel smarter, more dynamic.
Okay, this is where it gets really practical, I think. The article talks about Slack agent templates launching soon, June 12th. Sounds like pre-built helpers.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. These are basically blueprints, right? Pre-configured agents for common business tasks, but, and this is key, they're customizable.
So not just off the shelf.
No, think of them as starting points. You can tweak them for your specific company processes.
Gotcha. And there are three main ones they highlight. Let's break those down. First, the customer insights agent. What's the aha moment there for someone listening?
Okay, imagine you're in sales, right? You're on a Slack channel prepping for a call.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of jumping over to Salesforce, digging around.
Yeah, the usual drill.
You just ask the agent, hey, summarize the latest on the Acme deal or update the opportunity stage. It pulls the Salesforce data right into Slack. It can even create a quick Slack canvas showing key CRM data alongside the relevant Slack chat.
Oh, that's useful. So less context switching, faster prep.
Exactly. Quick access to customer info right where you're collaborating. That's the win. Saves time, yeah. Potentially helps close deals faster.
Makes sense. Okay, next one. The onboarding agent. Sounds super helpful for growing teams or just anyone new.
Totally. Onboarding can be such a time sink for HR, for managers, for the new person.
Tell me about it.
So this agent helps streamline it. It can answer common questions. Where is the expense policy? Who handles IT support? By pulling from knowledge bases, FAQs, even old Slack conversations, it can help find experts, make introductions.
So it takes the load off people having to answer the same questions over and over.
Right. And the new hire feels more supported, gets productive faster, less stress, quicker integration. That's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And the third one, the employee help agent, sounds like general internal support.
Pretty much. Think HR, IT, legal, sales ops. Any internal team that gets bombarded with routine questions.
Like, how do I request leave? Or What's our Q2 target again?
Exactly those kinds of things. The agent can find answers in company docs, wikis, Slack history. It frees up those internal support teams to focus on the more complex stuff that actually needs their expertise.
And you mentioned these are customizable.
Definitely. They're templates, starting points. You can tailor the workflows, connect your specific data sources, adjust how they interact. It's not rigid.
Okay. So underneath all this, what's making it tick? The article goes into some advanced capabilities. Let's start with enterprise search. How does that fit in?
Right. So Agentforce isn't just limited to searching within Slack. Because it integrates with Slack Enterprise Search, it can actually look for information in other places you've connected, like Google Drive, OneDrive, Asana, whatever tools your org uses and has indexed. The example they give is asking, search Google Drive and Slack for our Q3 planning deck.
And it finds it across both.
Yeah, it finds it, respects your permissions, of course, and then presents the results maybe in a summary or directly in a Slack canvas, all without you leaving Slack to search five different places.
That's a huge time saver. Okay, what about this general Slack topic thing? How does that work?
This is more about how the agent understands things from your perspective. When it's set up, it uses this general Slack topic to understand context based on your specific permissions and your history in Slack.
Okay, so it knows who I am and what I usually talk about.
In a sense. So if you ask, like, summarize at Amanda's last three comments about the pricing, it understands who Amanda is to you, what channels you share, and it can pull just those relevant comments and summarize them.
Ah, so it's personalized context. Helps cut through the noise of busy channels.
Precisely. Makes staying updated much easier.
The article also mentions shareable prompts. What's the idea there?
Yeah.
It sounds like reusable commands.
Exactly. Let's say you figure out a really good prompt, like create a customer onboarding canvas using template X for client Y.
Okay.
Once you know that prompt works well, you can save it and share it with your team, or even embed it in a channel topic or a canvas.
So everyone doesn't have to reinvent the wheel trying to figure out how to ask the agent for something.
Right. It helps spread the knowledge of how to use the AI effectively.
Yeah.
Encourages self-service, makes it easier for everyone to get value.
Smart. That helps with adoption. Speaking of which, cost is always a factor. How are they addressing that, especially for folks who aren't full Salesforce users but are heavy Slack users?
Yeah, that's a key point. They're offering no-cost Salesforce identity licenses.
Meaning
Slack users who don't have a paid Salesforce seat can still be connected to Agentforce. They can still interact with the agents and get access to relevant Salesforce or data cloud information based on permissions, of course.
Oh, interesting. So you don't need to buy a full Salesforce license for everyone just so they can talk to the agent in Slack?
Correct. It lowers the barrier significantly for rolling this out more broadly across an organization.
Yeah.
More people can benefit without a huge jump in licensing costs.
Okay, let's peek under the hood a bit more. The Atlas Reasoning Engine sounds fancy. What is it?
It's Salesforce's proprietary AI brain, essentially. The core system driving these agents. The key idea is that it's designed to mimic human-like planning and logic.
How so?
So you give it a complex task. It doesn't just react. It breaks the task down into steps, figures out the best way to approach it, evaluates different options, and then executes those steps. It iterates, like we would.
So it's actually reasoning through the request, not just retrieving info.
That's the claim, yeah. And crucially, it's tightly integrated with other Salesforce platform tools. Flow for automation, Apex for custom code, MuleSoft for integrations, Data Cloud for data.
Which means
the agents can do things. They don't just analyze and report back. They can trigger a workflow, update a record in Salesforce, generate that canvas we talked about, summarize your pipeline status based on live data. It turns insight into action.
The article mentions Agentforce 2.0 from late last year. How does this current version build on that? Was 2.0 just a starting point?
Pretty much. Agentforce 2.0 laid the groundwork, letting agents interact in channels and DMs using Slack actions, accessing conversational context via APIs.
Okay.
This new employee-focused release feels like a significant maturation. It's presented as a more scalable, robust platform ready for wider use, taking those initial concepts and making them more powerful and deployable.
Right. So bringing it all together, what's the big picture impact here? Agentforce for employees in Slack, what does it really mean for how we work day to day?
I think the core message is about amplifying what people can do, embedding this intelligence right where the conversations and collaborations are happening.
Not just another tool to check.
Hopefully not, no. It's about making the existing flow better. Summarizing long threads so you catch up faster, finding documents without the endless searching, making onboarding smoother, giving sales teams instant insights.
It sounds like it's about removing friction.
A lot of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The goal seems to be empowering teams to be faster, smarter, and more focused on the work that really matters, less on the administrative overhead.
This has been really fascinating. Definitely gives a clearer picture of what Agentforce is trying to achieve within Slack. So, thinking about all this, here's a question for you listening. Considering these capabilities we've explored, what specific routine tasks within your own daily workflow do you envision being most transformed by having an AI-powered teammate like Agentforce right there in Slack?
Yeah, that's a great question to ponder. It's clear AI integration into work tools isn't slowing down. Solutions like this, well, they offer a pretty compelling glimpse into how collaboration and just getting stuff done might change, maybe sooner than we think.